Welcome to the Slapshot Scotland podcast. I'm Craig Anderson and it's time to bring you another exclusive interview as the team start to get their recruiting house in order. Dundee Stars recently installed a new head coach in Mark Lefevre, who was a guest of mine on a recent show, and he hasn't wasted time in building his team for the new season. As you listen to this, six players are already on the roster with John Dolan, Sam McCluskey and Craig Holland returning to the club, along with new recruits Vladimir Lacasil and Corey Pritz. Another of those new faces joins me now to talk about his move to the Stars after a spell in North America with the Ogden Mustangs, where he has spent the last 2 years. His time in Utah yielded 24 goals and 32 assists in 83 appearances, and he was the Great Britain under-20s captain that led the team to the gold medal in last year's World Championships in Estonia under the head coach Pete Russell. I'm delighted to say waiting to talk to me is Dundee Stars defenceman Craig Moore. Hi Craig, firstly thanks for joining me on the Slapshot Scotland podcast. You're home in Scotland, you're getting ready to play for Dundee Stars. Why have you opted for the Elite League instead of perhaps another year in North America?
Well, I just felt that, you know, after talking to Mark, that I had a great opportunity at home and I didn't see a reason to go back. I felt that I'd taken 2 years to develop my game and I'd gotten myself in the position where I felt I could make the transition into the Elite League. So I just sort of decided that now was the best time to kind of go with it and make that jump and, you know, get myself into the Elite League and try and start proving myself.
Now let's talk about your time in Ogden Mustangs and your time there. How did a move like that come to happen and how difficult a decision was it to move to North America at such a young age?
Well, I moved about 4 years ago. I actually moved and I went to Canada. I went to prep school, Ontario Hockey Academy, because I knew that to develop my game and kind of get the opportunity to play professional, I had to move elsewhere. So I went there and then after 2 years, my goal was to play college hockey. And I knew that to do that, I needed to take a move and go to America and play junior hockey. So it kind of all just fell together and, you know, step by step, it kind of just, it fell into part and into place, and I just kind of went with it, and I ended up in Ogden, and I had 2 great years there as well. So,
and of course, you've made that decision to come to Dundee. Was that a difficult one to make?
Sorry, I didn't hear that. Can you say that again?
No, I'm saying, was that a difficult decision to have to leave there, coming back to Scotland?
It was a decision. It was quite hard. Obviously, I'd spent 2 years there, and I had the ability to return from my last year junior. But after, again, you know, speaking with Mark, it made my decision quite easy. I knew that I had the opportunity to come and develop my game at the Elite League level. So it was kind of a no-brainer eventually, and my decision to return home and play for the Stars.
Now, Richard Smith on Twitter, and I think you've already asked that, how easy was it to decide to move to Dundee Stars? You've said that already.
Yeah, it was quite easy. I spoke with Mark a couple of times and just talking with him and his plans for the season and what he felt I could contribute and bring and what he could, you know, contribute to me. I felt that it was a no-brainer, like I said, and it really did. It made my decision a lot easier and quite an easy decision to go to the Stars.
Now, going back to Ogden, you leave behind a fairly healthy British contingent over there, it's fair to say. You leave behind a fellow Scot, Alex Forbes, and a couple of English lads, and Liam Charnock and David Clements. What were those guys like to play with, and do you think we'll see them playing in the Elite League at some point?
Yeah, I had a lot of fun. You know, a couple of them guys, really good friends. But definitely, you know, Clements obviously signed a two-way down in England. But the likes of Forbes, I could definitely see him, you know, in a couple of years' time. Playing in the Elite League soon with Charnock himself, really good players, really good characters, and I really do. I think they could, you know, continue on the same path I have.
As you mentioned, your new coach is Mark Lefevre, of course. He's a coach that seems to have plenty of ideas, and of course he wants to implement them at Dundee Stars. What has he told you about your role in the team? What is he expecting from you next season?
Well, we kind of just had a discussion and where I would fit in, and He pretty much said that, you know, I'll get what I put in back. So if I come in, you know, to camp and, you know, my fitness levels and my game is there, you know, I'll put the effort in, I'm going to get the ice time. And he just said that he's looking for, you know, the solid contribution night in and night out, just the effort and the hunger and the want. And I think just after speaking with him, you know, I've just to come in and, you know, do what I do and, you know, play my game and fit in and, yeah, pretty much just come in night in, night out and give it everything.
Now, I'm going to put a question to you now from one of the fans. When your signing was announced, I saw a lot of Fife Flyers fans on social media. They were expressing their disappointment that you weren't going there instead. Now, I should explain to those that don't know, you were born in Kirkcaldy, you're from Fife as an area, so there's the obvious link there. Tommy Beveridge on Twitter wants to know if you had any contact from Fife Flyers about a possible move there, did you?
I spoke with both Todd and Danny about, you know, maybe I moved to the Flyers because obviously I was returning home. The discussion was there, but it just came to it where after speaking with Mark, you know, my decision was kind of easily made. Just from what I felt my best opportunity lay, and you know, I went with what my gut feeling was, and that was to go with the Stars. I think my development is best there, and I think I've got a greater opportunity to develop and succeed.
And so how do you think those Fife fans will treat you when you go there in a Dundee jersey?
I'm sure there'll be some chirps thrown out there, but deal with it, right?
Now, I've seen a few young players have started out in North America, much like yourself, and they've started with some junior teams before coming back to the UK to play for whichever team gives them the opportunity. Just tell us about how much that helps, you know, in terms of your hockey development and education, rather than coming through the ranks here in the UK.
I just think the game in North America, it's so much more advanced at that level, at that age. It's, you know, every kid out there plays hockey. It's you know, it's the sport to play. So the compete level and just the talent level out there, it's just on another level. And I think being at that level every day, it obviously brings yourself on. And it just, I think that decision to go there, like you said, it boosted my game because I was, you know, alongside every day guys also from Europe, you know, Sweden as well, but North American kids who have played at that level. And it just, I believe that playing out there, it brings you on because you're playing at just that higher level and you're on the ice every day. And it's just, I think the world is more advanced out there, the game at that level and at that age.
And I take it then it's something you would advise if there was any young player looking to make the same kind of move, go to North America, learn the game, develop themselves, and then go from there?
Definitely. I think that's one of the best decisions I made, and I think anyone else who made that decision would agree with me.
Now, you've yet to experience the Elite League as a player. Of course, we're still well into the summer months. What are you expecting from it when you finally get to hit the ice?
I think it'll be a lot faster than what I've played. Obviously, you know, there's guys coming from levels in North America way above and beyond junior. So I'm expecting a much faster paced game, and obviously I think it will take me some time to kind of fit into that game and, you know, build my confidence. But overall, I just think it's going to be a faster paced game and more skilled, but with time, I think, you know, I'll ease into that.
Now, there's six names on the roster so far, including yourself. I'm not going to put you in a position where I expect you to name names here, so don't worry. But has the coach let you in on other possible players that could be coming to the team? And from what you know, can we expect to see a much improved Dundee team next season?
Honestly, not a lot. Obviously, I know some of the guys going back. I've been on the ice with some of the guys in previous years. But as for some new names, I don't really know a lot. But the guys like Sam McCluskey and John Dolan, I've skated with them guys. So I know the talent of both of those guys. And it's, you know, shaping up to be a really strong team. So I'm sure the team will be really competitive this year.
Now, the last question, we'll talk about your GB aspirations. Maybe a little bit far off yet, but you know Pete Russell, obviously the head coach. You played under him at the Under-20s World Championships the last couple of years. Do you think playing in Dundee and playing in the Elite League can help accelerate your chances of a call-up to the senior team?
Definitely. I spoke with Pete Russell about my decision because I valued his opinion, and he advised me that coming home and playing in the Elite League is a really good option. But I really do think, just an example of Carl Swindles, you know, he's played at Dundee and he's got himself on the GB squad. And obviously that's my aspiration, is to eventually play for the GB senior squad. And I think playing at a level where there's guys who have played and competed at the World Championships, I think that's got to bring me on and, you know, get me closer certainly to my dreams and goals of playing for GB Seniors.
Good stuff. Well, Craig, thanks very much for joining us on the Slapshot Scotland podcast. Wish you the best for the new season.
Thank you.
And that's Craig Moore, Dundee Stars new signing, joining us on the Slapshot Scotland podcast. Well, it's been a couple of weeks since I last spoke to you, so I'll round up some of the moves that have taken place through the Elite League. Looking at Ben Bounce, he's back at Cardiff. Lee Esther's back at Brayhead Clan. Kyle Haynes is the one signing for Fife Flyers so far. Jay King returns to the Edinburgh Capitals. He'll be joined by Trevor Gerling and Taylor Dickin. They both signed for the Edinburgh Capitals. Craig, who you've just heard from, he'll be joined by Corey Pitts. He joined the club a couple of weeks ago. Brayhead Clan have strengthened their team with Gary Russell. He's in the team. Barry McKenzie signed for them as well. And elsewhere around the league, we're looking at Bradley Day. He's gone from Sheffield Steel Dogs to Sheffield Steelers. Gary Russell joined Brayhead Clan from Solway Sharks. Zach Fitzgerald left Brayhead Clan. He's gone to the Sheffield Steelers. Mike Forney's gone from Sheffield Steelers to the Belfast Giants as well. So plenty of moves happening throughout the Elite League also. That brings us up to date with the signing news, and that about wraps things up for this edition of the Slapshot Scotland podcast. I'll be back with another interview soon, so keep your eye out on who's to come on the Slapshot Scotland Facebook page, which is still 5 shy of 3,000 subscribers as I talk to you, so please get liking the page. You can also find out the latest on Twitter at Slapshot Scot and on Instagram too under Slapshot Scotland, which is all one word. You can also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes or listen via the website www.slapshotscotland.wordpress.com. My thanks to Craig Moore for taking the time to talk to us, and as ever, thanks to you for listening and downloading. I'll be back with another guest very soon. I'm Craig Anderson. You've listened to the Slapshot Scotland podcast. Bye for now.